The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed that. Anyway, you'll find a way.
Oh, I have some sad news. Sad news for Melbourne listeners. We've cancelled the shows in Melbourne. There will be no James Donald Forbes McCann's Aesthetic in Melbourne. I want to thank the very large number of people who bought tickets.
23.
And you can get a refund. And there are so many other great shows that you can go and see at the festival.
Lies.
I'm sorry I won't be there. I will be back in Melbourne soon. We're planning something very special here at James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan HQ that involves a big spectacular show in Melbourne, a James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan extravaganza, and it's going to be great. But for now, I just want to say I'm sorry. No Melbourne shows coming up. I don't know what I'm going to do instead. I think I'm going to go on a road trip with my family and just be together and also take this opportunity to recover. The health has not been good after the last podcast. I had gastro for a few days. I won't go into too much detail because I'd had gastro before that podcast. But then the gastro went to a whole nother place. And boy, oh boy, it was... Oh, that sounded like a gunshot. Oh, that definitely sounded like a gunshot. Hold on. I'm going to be more quiet. Walking down the stairs. Did not sound like a car backfiring. Did not sound like a firework. Did you hear that?
Yep.
That was definitely a gunshot.
Yep.
Get the kids up the back of the house, maybe, or what? Hell. Alright, I don't know. I'll keep recording this podcast later. Oh, it's the next day after the shooting. We got through the night. I'm joined here by Jack, who came over. Hello, Jack.
Hello, James. Thank you for having me.
Listeners, dedicated listeners, will remember Jack from when I called to tell him about ripping a stitch on my circumcision because of the...
Yes, see men and see women. Thank you for joining me again. Hopefully, we won't have any more about James's on tonight's podcast.
I'll be editing out everything I've just said. Well, I'll be bleeping. I'm a big believer in bleeping. Now, I played you the footage of the shooting. That's real drive-by footing.
Drive-by footing.
Oh, it's late. I put off. It was so. I tried to record it early, the podcast.
to have it out on time. And then, of course, there was the shooting, and I've just been a bit shaken up.
When did the footing happen, though? Was that before or after the...
I assume it was a bad case of the footing that had to result in a pistol being fired.
Well, I didn't hear the shot on the audio, as, of course, the audience wouldn't have heard it either, so I'm not really sure that it happened at all. And that really this was a thinly veiled excuse to have me on the podcast, James.
It's a creative ruse. Let's open the meeting. Let's open the meeting. Where am I?
Where's the gavel? Have we got a gavel?
I still haven't found the gavel. Good to know you're a listener. Thanks for that. Here we go. Actually, I would have just told you that as a friend. And you came to the art auction where there was no gavel.
I was there, yeah.
Gosh, I live a very public life. All right, I'll use Tabasco. Meeting open. Item number one, the shooting. I am afraid to continue living in this suburb, and I'd like to move our family out of here.
But there's such lovable riffraff around
here. Aren't they? They're really... It's not them that I have a problem with. It's the people who turn up and shoot at them.
I never leave anything expensive in my car when I come to your house, but...
You can. You can. They won't steal.
I'd like to believe that.
I once had a parcel delivered while we were away. It was my Crom beanie. And some meth heads tried to nick it out of...
I remember this.
They tried to nick it out of the mailing box, posting box, the box in which we have our mail. Boy, I'm in no fit state to do this. But the meth heads from across the street chased them down.
And
I've always been touched by that. They look after their own. I find that very beautiful.
But I'm not one of their own. That's why I worry about my car. Because they would be like, this car only comes past every now and again.
You're under my protection.
Yeah, right.
It's the cars that only come by now and again that they really have to pay care to, because that's probably clientele.
Right.
I just want us to move. I want us to be in a new place where there's no violence. There's only love. The Adelaide Hills is where I'd most like to go. But people listening to the podcast should know that one of my plans that I've had and not really spoken too much about is to buy, is to use the money for the catamaran to buy a caravan, the James Donald Forbes McCann catamaran plan caravan. And then
interim plan.
Yes, as an interim, so that we don't have to spend money on rent. Money can just go towards the catamaran plan. Yeah. And then we can tour as a family, and I'll just do a series of live shows, the money of which goes towards the boat.
So it's the James Donald Forbes McCann caravan interim plan while we save money to get the catamaran.
We'll see if we can get a catchier name.
Yeah.
That's why I like the James Donald Forbes McCann catamaran plan extravagan.
Yeah.
I played you that part of it too.
Yeah.
Oh, good times are happening. So we've got to move out of here. You were saying, though, what I really... You said about the RBA. Was it the head of the RBA?
I think it was the RBA. I can't remember. Don't quote me on that, because I will sound very ridiculous.
But it was someone who...
Someone important saying, who knows about the economy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You were watching, and what did they say?
They said that there's two classes of Australians now. There are the property owners and the non-property owners. And essentially, that's it.
That's the class system that we've built.
Yeah.
Which is very... And then he said, no, but there was a detail after that that you said that stayed with me.
I think he said something like, oh,
as a woman,
if you know a young woman going to aged care,
yes,
you know that she's decided to never buy a house.
Isn't that a beautiful place that we've gotten to as a nation? Some people, I spoke to Tay about this.
Or you know podcast. A middle-aged man going into comedy.
Am I middle-aged at this point?
I'm about to hit middle-aged.
Gosh. I mean, we're just never going to. I hope the house prices collapse. But then I know all these young people who've worked so hard and bought houses, and they'll have to suffer.
Oh,
but...
fuck them.
Well, that's one edit point that I'll have to put in now. Oh, she's just spontaneously woken up a little bit. She's back down. She's got a cough, the poor dear. We've all been so unwell. Okay, so that's number one. We've got to move out of this house. Number two, Melbourne. You've heard that. We've cancelled the Melbourne shows. No more details
so
to go into.
So sad for the Melbourne people.
Both of them. Who were going to come. Point number three, a lot of them. Road trip, since yesterday, since mentioning that, the road trip is really coming along. I think we're going to go to the Riverina region and then down through the Alpine region. And I'm going to print out at Officeworks tomorrow some... Now, I don't know if that crying will be audible.
It's not me crying.
It's not.
Audience, no. Good audience.
It's a child. It's seamen so much sadder.
Women seamen.
It'd be so fine if... Why are you saying so? Oh, you're saying seamen and sea... I couldn't even... Because, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I didn't even get it was a nautical thing that
you were
doing.
Yeah, it was a nautical thing. Yeah.
I think that was in an earlier version that I'm also going to... There will be summit. what am I? Hold on. Where am I? Oh, we're going to go on this road trip just as a family. We're just going to hang out. But the main thing I wanted to get to was the mugs, Jack. And I wanted to talk about the mugs.
Mm.
You're not a member of the Patreon?
I'm not a member of the Patreon. I've already got a horrendous mark.
No, you've... People always need more beautiful mugs in their
life. I need a more beautiful mug. That's true, yeah.
But I'm glad that you know about the... Do you know how many people we've got on the Patreon now?
4? 19.
Wow. Yep, we've got 19 people. We've almost got $200 a month, which is enough to buy a boat if there's no inflation within 4 lifetimes.
Ah, oh, that's wonderful.
I know.
Yeah. That's just going to keep coming down the more you go over 19.
Oh, the more... Yeah, it'll get shorter and shorter. And at some point, it'll be $800. That'll be my lifetime. But we want to drive more than 19 people towards it. If you join the James Donald listener, if you... Jack, obviously, can't join it.
Yes, for conflict of interest. I'm too good a friend
to support, with you to support you this idea.
That's right.
Oh, golly gosh. Well, if you join, dear listener, you get a mug. You get a hand-drawn mug. And the other one's woken up. Perhaps we should sit outside.
Jack has gone home. We had a wonderful chat. It went on for another, I don't know, half an hour or so. And it was a great chat. And I thought, you know what? I am well overdue for uploading this episode. So I'm going to edit that up and I'm going to put that on the Patreon. So there's another treat for people joining the Patreon to pay for me to go on the journey to boat ownership. Not only will I be sending you a special hand-drawn mug if you're on the Patreon by the end of the month, but if you're enjoying that chat and you go, that was much too short, well, you can listen to the rest of it on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan Patreon. One thing that I didn't mention during the chat that I started to mention there is on this road trip that we are going to go on, I think as a family, I think we'll head off on Thursday, I'm going to print up a bunch of flyers and posters for the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan and put them in country towns across the Riverina region and then the Alpine region. So I've got a map of some of the places that I'm thinking of having us turn into. I think we might drive through Berry, and where else? Renmark, that's a good one. Mildura. I don't think I've ever been to Mildura. Really looking forward to it. Now from there we could go down to Echuca, or we could go to Griffith. I know nothing about Griffith. Wagga Wagga. I'm looking forward to coming to Wagga Wagga. I'm going to try and hear Mass at Wagga. Canberra. I think that would be a good midpoint in the journey. And then to loop around from Canberra, the greatest country town of all, down through Kosciuszko National Park, through Bright, and maybe we'll even clip Melbourne on the way through. I think we've got time. We've got time to do it as a family, and I'm really looking forward to doing it, and I'm going to flyer those areas, and then hopefully, you know, when it gets to the point when we have the caravan and we have the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan Extravaganza, who knows, maybe people will have seen those flyers and posters from this trip that we're going on, put up as an afterthought, and we'll build little communities out there of people who love the show, and then there will be audiences for me to go and see and perform to. You'd never know when you're planting seeds what's going to happen. And of course, once I have my boat, sometimes you do know what happens when you plant seeds if you have good horticultural practices. If you chuck seeds randomly out a window, maybe something will come of it. That's really what I'm trying to say. And all these places we're going to are inland. So good for us to see them now as a family before I get the boat, because I suppose I won't be able to see them very often once I have that boat life. So really looking forward to going on this trip. Very sorry not to be at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. Sorry in that the people in Melbourne won't be able to see the show. Not at all sorry not to be performing at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. That shit's fun. For the open letter this week, I'd just like to do a quick roundup on all the previous open letters. So that's... I'll try not to forget anybody, but Luke and Lewis, Michael Hing, the Big Natural Talents podcast, the Worst Idea of All Time podcast, Amos Gill and Jim Jeffries, and of course, the Mid-Flight Brawl podcast, if any of you are listening, because I know probably you got the open letter and you've just continued listening and you think, oh, I will get around at some point to doing that. Well, now's a good time to get around to it. I'm going on this... road trip, but I can still do a podcast with you I'll find a place in the Riverina. I'll go up a very high mountain when I'm in the Alpine territory, putting up a flyer on the top of Mount Kosciuszko with the family, And I'll see if I get reception up there and we can maybe do a podcast then. And here's some affirmations. I affirm that even though it's not clear what direction life is taking, and even though I've had some terrible health and some difficult professional developments, I will keep going with this asinine podcast catamaran idea. I want to thank our swelling legions of listeners. That's an affirmation, sort of.
Affirmation.
I want to affirm that we're going to keep pushing this. We've got till the end of the month to join, to get you a mug. And I affirm that we'll get to 20. We're on 19 now. I affirm that we'll get up to 20. I want to thank you all for listening. And I want to thank you all so much, especially to the people of Melbourne. I have a special song dedication that I've written. Of all the songs that I've written on my garage band, this is one of my favourites. This one is called Brad's Glove. It's one of my most heartfelt and, I think, moving pieces. It's hard to tell as the artist what's heartfelt and moving, you know, and what's going to move other people and what just has important resonance for you. But I think this is an important one. So dedicated to the people of Melbourne, this is a song called Brad's Glove. I love you. Catamaran ho. I'll see you all soon. Can't wait for this. Vacay on the road. Thank you to Jack. Sign up to the Patreon to get the full-length version. Have a good one. Keep it real. Believe in yourself. Auf Wiedersehen.
Everybody, come on.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.